Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My. That's what it's all about. Give a shout out again to my fraternity brother, 1914_357. Join. Also, we have Mean Old Nasty with the number 9. Thank you for joining. And all of the individuals who come in and join us, this is Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're aired on every Tuesday and Thursday. Last week, we can get an opportunity. I was in a conference all week, and next week, I'll be in a conference all next week with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma returning our Conclave Myrtle Beach 2020. So it's going to be awesome. We look forward to getting whatever we can out of this week, and we're going to definitely be doing it today. And on Thursday, we will not be on the air in regards to either of our shows, but we just wanted to come today and just talk a little bit more to add to our 444th episode. Today will be 405 episodes, because see, God has been so good from 2017 to where we are now. The challenge of parenting boys to be tomorrow men. And I want you to be a part of this on WBSW Internet Talk Radio by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the air by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. And ask you to just offer your comments, your expertise. If you want to check us out on the web link, you can. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email the show, you have the same opportunity. It's going to WBSW Internet Talk Radio, the number 22@gmail.com. You also have that chance to be truly, if you want to tweet some things to us, you can tweet them at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, and Instagram, a great opportunity for you to join us by Instagram. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. That's the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma of Greenville, Alabama. We're so glad to have them and partner with us, and they're one of our sponsors. We thank you so much, brothers, just sharing your thoughts and sharing the opportunity, but just sharing your Instagram page, allowing us to do that. So we give a shout-out to those brothers in Greenville, Alabama, the most progressive chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also have an opportunity to join us by Instagram. You can go to @WBSW5 or @WBSW_internet_radio, @CoachDrLorenzaD.Smith15, and finally @SmithWayReduction. Again, we're so glad. And you can check us out on Facebook. If you're not a Facebook friend, make a request, and we'll have you a part. We'll make sure you are one of the friends of Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. That's Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. You can check us out there, but you go to facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. So we want to be able to connect with you in many ways. We're being aired in several ways as well, not only just being aired as we're live, but we go back on an on-demand episode. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Google Plus. Then we have our own YouTube television station, which is the Smith Way Production. We're so glad to be able to have these opportunities to broadcast everything we can to you. So we're just excited, truly, coming from our heart. We thank you. Again, this is episode 405. See, God has been so good. You're talking about from 2017 to now. We officially started up September 17, 2017, our first show. Now we're at the 405th episode. See how God works with us? See, with this, and this is a sort of like a new show called this series, being in year one with this show, is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And we're up to our, working on our 45th episode. So God has been so good at this area. Now, you got to understand, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is a real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. Yeah, we want to look at things block by block. And we want you to do the same thing as you move through your life in society. Just at this point, we're dealing with the Delta variant, a part of COVID-19. Think about your home. Think about your block. Think about your neighborhood. Do what's best. Let's not fall into that thing of just thinking just because we may have some defense for it and protect us totally. We got to remember, we're not able to, you know, we'll be careless. We're going to get out and we're going to bring it back home to our neighborhood. So let's practice all those. Wear your mask. People say, well, I'm tired of the mask. Wear your mask. Make sure you stay 6 feet away. Wash your hands. Stay at home if you don't have to be out. Get the vaccination if that's your choice. I'm only informing you because I am fully vaccinated. God has blessed me to make that decision. So you have to do the same thing. And let's try to get away from trying to divide our country when you either going to be vaccinated or you're unvaccinated. Unvaccinated people call. See, we got to get out of this political fight. We got to come together and do what's right. And that's what we're talking about. We need to come together in our homes, in our community, to just parent our young boys, be parents for our boys to be tomorrow men. And that's what it's all about. We also want to say to you to let everybody know that WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States, north of the border is Canada, south of the border, Mexico. So God is so good. He's blessing us, and we thank him for all he's doing. We give him the praise on Terrific Tuesday. And tonight we have our second show today at 7 o'clock, the Dr. Lowe's Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filter. So we'll be coming at you at this time and at 7 o'clock tonight and at Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we're really excited. So let's get started with the challenge of parenting boys to be tomorrow men. See, what we have to just take in that title is think about what exactly we have to do. What we have to understand as a parent, one thing I want everybody to focus on, both parents are pillars to the development of this young man, a young lady. We're talking about boys, true, but it's for children. You are the pillar to prepare them to be emotionally, socially, politically. I'm adding these things because they got to function mentally, more spiritually, and financial well-being. You have to be a pillar. You have to be 100% in. You can't be part of it, regardless whether you stay in the home or not. You don't want to be a missing father, an absent father. You want to be a father that's going to come in and help prepare, help parent our boys to be tomorrow men, because we're expecting them to leave when it's time to leave. But if you don't have the preparation through your foundational principle from that age, from coming out of the womb, they begin to learn truly as a boy, as his gender, to find out that some things I need to do as a child, as a boy, a child of God, then move to be an adolescent, from adolescence to be an adulthood. He goes through phases. We have to be the pillars. We have to be great models in our boy's life, because if we don't do that, we're going to lose a generation. And don't blame the generation before you or what's coming up in the future. You have to take hold of it, whether you are an uncle, whether you are a father, whether you're a brother, big brother, or whoever it is, a grandfather. You got to step in. And I know there are some women out there say, I had to raise mine by myself with the help of sometimes my family members. But you know what? You are a pillar just like the father, but the father needs to step in. a lot of the things that he needs to see modeled. And I said positive models, because we can easily do negative models. And see, our boys see too many negative things. They think putting your hands on a woman is what a man is all about. That ain't what a man is. You're still an overgrown boy. And see, in a matter of time, you're going to have to deal with that somehow, some way. So we want to parent our boys and give them best parenting skill that we can use, that we have through our modeling process, so our boys can be tomorrow men. We want them to lead. We don't want them to follow. We truly, truly want our boys, who eventually become men, to have healthy relationships. See, we started this series on how to prepare a boy for healthy relationship. You can say boys if you want to say it that way. How do you prepare boys for a healthy relationship? You're talking about being models for our boys. We're talking about models. Now, I tell everybody, they always get caught, well, to teach them how to be a man, it has to be a man. Yes, so you can see how things operate. But to teach him fatherhood, he can get that same fatherhood from his mother, because both of the parents are pillars. Now, if one chooses to step out and do what they're supposed to do, the other parent, the mother, who's 83% of the population in regards to truly listen to what I'm saying here, 80% of our homes, our single homes, are led by mothers. Females. So what we have to understand, the things that mothers are doing at homes, when they're doing it by themselves, they are doing all of it, the provider, the protector. They give that sense of security. They give them love 100% of the time. See, that's one of the things, that's a pillar. The pillar need to be ready to develop this young man emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financial, and get his well-being in order. See, I'm trying to talk with you for a second, because this is what we're focusing on in this series. We're talking about the challenge of parenting boys to be tomorrow men. So what we need to take a couple of things as I lean across and wave of some beautiful people who's making their time available to be in tune with my time. A shout out to BJ Jefferson. Thank you, BJ, because she was on our show, on one of our day shows, in regards to, well, I know the sports show for sure. She came and stepped in and she was speaking. I thank you so much, BJ, for being supportive. Carol Davis, thank you so much for taking your time. She was almost so instrumental in we first getting started, bringing in guests that, even though it was a family member who was doing some outstanding things in Huntsville and had an organization that the child was dealing with things that eventually she succumbed to. But that organization came on and talked with us, and we were so glad. Thank you, Carol Davis, for being supportive. And I gave a shout-out to the brother 1914_357. Mean Nasty 09. Thank you, Mean Nasty 09. Then the Frederick Zavis. Those beautiful ladies are sanctified by Beta Sorority Incorporated. There's truly the finest women they are, finest womanhood. That's what it's all about. Let's make sure we get that understood. Part of the blue and white family, the brothers of Five Beta Sigma, and the sisters of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, constitutional bound. We're working as a family, and the only true family in the divine nine. Some people make themselves family. They just grab hold of. See, we have it there, and we're building on that and continue to grow. On next week, the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity will be traveling from all over the world to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. We're going to have our international conclave. It is going to be an opportunity to elect a new leader for Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, but also address our policies, our laws, and address things that are going to make these organizations even better in the future. So if you're traveling to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, be safe, my brothers and my sisters. You love traveling there. So let's get back to the challenge of parenting boys to be tomorrow men. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell of telephone and actually give your location or your name, then offer your comment and your expertise. If you want to comment on Instagram, and you're on Instagram, type in your comment. Give us a message. Ask a question. Let me know. Share your thoughts. We want you to be a part of. You might not be able to come on, but you are able to the point where you can talk with us, but you can communicate with us by comment, as well as on Facebook. Thank you for all the hearts that you're sending up. If you got any comments and have an opportunity to type in something, if you like what you hear, just say amen. You ain't got to be, there's no problem. Yeah, we leave the Lord in here. We're inside here. We're not leaving them out because we couldn't have these 405 shows without his permission. It ain't nothing to do with us. So what we have to do, we're doing his work because it was the vision he lied me down and gave to me and said, let's do this, have this vessel for everybody. So the challenge of parenting boys to be tomorrow men. Let's look at how are we raising boys for tomorrow. See, we got to start looking at five things that not only the pillars, which is the mothers, the fathers are trying and attempting it, and they're playing a part of it because they play a part in some form or fashion. They might not be aware. See, we have to start with curiosity and exploration. See, sometimes we got to be able to look at the uniqueness of this country, and when we prepare our boys to see what kind of lifestyle that we want them to move to us. Your fundamental principle is so important. The things that you're teaching and modeling for them when they're boys will set them up where they will strive to explore and be curious about what's going on so they can adapt to whatever's happening, because whatever's going on in 2021, it won't be the same in 2025, and it won't be the same in 2030, and it won't be the same in 2035. So we got to be able to explore. We must be curious about what's going on. So if it's something that we're living with and we need to adjust, we need to find out how to adjust. See, that's what it's all about, raising our boys for tomorrow, because life in the future, we don't know what's going to happen. But we know that'll be an opportunity to be curious about what's going on. We're going to have an opportunity to explore things different, and we're going to learn from those things. See, one of the key things for you to get to the point where you are mature, and a mature man, a mature woman, is learning from your experience. Your life experience is so important. See, sometimes we forget about the life experience. That is the key to setting you up to understand how you should operate and function when things occur. So the idea of starting our young men to get to understand it's all right to be curious about what's going on. It's all right to explore, because you need to take this and allow, you know, them to be diverse, because our world is becoming diverse. Our community is not operating just in our community. It's operating with worldly things that are part of it. See, we're in the world as well. So I want to give a shout out to and give a wave to Miss Bush, EBS. Thank you for joining us. And also, we have Yvette Smith. That's my biological young sister, the baby of the bunch. Thank you for joining us so much, Yvette Smith. Thank you for supporting. So we got to truly understand, should allow curiosity to be a part of it. Exploration should be a part of it. The second thing, we're talking about raising boys for tomorrow. Encourage them to play. See, people don't understand that. Encourage them to connect with children when they're as a child. With children should connect with other children without a false vision of what you should be light. You got to be able to connect. Sometimes the division of pink and blue to one of the greatest opportunities of childhood. We're talking about a color. We always talk about women have blue, pink, and boys have blue. Yes, that is fine. Allow them to play and understand they got to live with each other. See, if they start young, we want them to be in healthy relationships in the future. Please understand that. But they have to learn how to play with each other as children. You see, we don't promote that enough. Children now are confined pretty much in front of a computer, a gaming system, Xbox, or whatever. We still need some interaction. All this saying is encourage interaction between boys and girls, to the point they can grow from each other and learn from each other. We have to, at our home, ditch what they call the kids' table. This, we truly, and I'm a prime example, the one that believes that when we all are sitting at the table, children and adults too. Right now, I have a grandson, and every time we sit and we eat, no matter what meal we have, whether it's something we picked up and brought in, we sit there because there's a chance for us to communicate. It's a chance for us to know exactly how we operate. And that time, we have to be able to function, because once we get out, we should, when you have children at the kid table, and then you got the grown-ups at the grown-up table. Now, your conversation can't be all off there too far, because you know you have your children. But your children need to see you. They need to see you and to pick up your table etiquette too. They must be able to understand that will be a foundation principle for them. Once they see, that's why I said modeling come in all forms. And that's what we ask you to do. So make sure you get rid of what they're at the kid table. Let them sit up with you at the table so they can learn from you. And that's what it's on. Building a community around family. See, we talk about this show focuses on grassroots topics. We focus on going down in the neighborhood. We're going to do it block by block. So we're talking about we start in your home. You want to start in your home first. When we talk about block by block, we talk about your home. Moving out to a neighborhood consists of just more than one block. So you have to understand that. Start at home. So it's so important that we build communities around families. So in essence, we got to come together and be able to be able to function and understand one another. We are truly discouraged through this radio station because of the things that are occurring in our communities now. We're talking about loving one another. We're talking about taking care of one another. We're not talking about assassinating one another. We have to stop doing that. It's discouraging to read how many people in some of our cities and local and rural areas are afar, that we have people that are taking other individuals' lives. We got to build our communities around our family. No, we're not in the 30s, we're not in the 40s, we're not in the 50s, and that's the 19. Well, we're now in the 2021. Family has no longer, in some phases, become important. We've lost the importance of family. So if we want to grow, our community consists of more than one family. We got to be able to come together and be able to love one another. You see, we have to keep that in mind. Some people lose that. We get so selfish. All we focus on is ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to be loved and cared for, you have to be selfless. And that's what we ask you. That's what that ought to be, selfless, not selfish. If you are, you're not going to accomplish what you truly need to become. Because we can't do it alone. We're going to need somebody else to help. And the next thing, we have trust both gender equally. See, we're talking about raising our boys for the future. You know, trust both genders equally with your affection. See, you got to love boys just as much as love girls. See, some people say, you know, we're caught up in hard. You got to be hard. You can't look. But that same thinking as a boy goes on, moves on to the point where it's transferable being a man. You don't feel like you can love that young lady because you don't understand what affection is. You don't understand what love is and what it does. It changes the world. The world goes around. You know, you have to have love in your life. So we have to keep that in mind. Treat both genders equally. You can say, a boy can love just like a girl can love. See, it don't mean something wrong. He don't lack the masculinity. But you have to keep in mind, because he loves, he will understand how what love is and what love does. See, there's nothing wrong with sitting down having that conversation with him, talking about how love is so important. Love is the essence of my soul, and it's the essence of your soul. So we have to keep that in mind. We want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And then ask you to give your location. If you choose to give your name, it's fine. Then offer your comments, your expertise. We're still also doing our raffle. We have coming up this Sunday, which is August the 1st. And we're raffling off the four-day, three-night trip to either Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Who are the winners? And everybody will be one already. Has been put back into the pot, so we're going to shuffle it around, roll it, spin it, however you want to call it. We're going to reach in and get a name. Now, yeah, normally I'm just saying my grandson, he reaches in and he gets one of them out of that. And we pull it out and we call it out. We have had four winners so far. For our first trip, which was 3 days and 2 nights to Atlanta, we paid for the hotel and the tax, was won by Tara Pickett. Our second trip that was given out on June the 30th, 3 days and 2 nights to Atlanta, was won by, you have to think for a minute, Jay Roof. That's who won that trip. Our two bikes that we raffled off, and the winners were Brittany McKenzie and Rachel Robinson. So those are the four winners so far. Thank you so much for everybody participating. Now the question is, how do I get my name in? What you have to do is send me your Cash App, your Venmo, your Apple Pay, your PayPal, or whatever means of transaction where you may receive money and or you send out money. Send it to the email of the station as well as my personal email, and that is the email for the station is WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com or LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. If you're on Instagram, you can message me through Instagram. If you're on Facebook, DM me and get it to me. We do sow seeds in each of those individual lives. It may not be a whole lot, but it's just sometimes things come at the right time. But it also allows you to be placed into the raffle. August is not the last raffle. We're going to come back, and my sponsors and several sponsors are giving more trips away. We'll be giving trips and other prizes, gift cards, October, November, December. We'll be doing that as well. So let's get those Cash Apps in. Let's get the PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, and any other transaction means you use to send money and receive money. But it makes it easier for us to place it into our raffle so you'll be part of it. And we thank you for the support, truly, truly the support. Let's look at how to truly raise a good man. See, we want to raise our boys to be good men. And what you truly have to keep in mind, see, we have to promote kindness and empathy. Just don't promote it, practice kindness and empathy. Model what kindness look like so our boys can truly understand these are things that are positive. This is what a good man do. Promote kindness and empathy. Let those boys know words matter. See, we have a saying, and many of you have heard this about words come from sometimes your words. People believe in what you say. Be trusting what you say. So don't just say things. Modify young people that my word is my bond. And when I truly tell you something, I'm truly speaking from my heart. If your word really don't matter, and you can say anything, sometimes lie on a constant basis. You always got to tell a lie to correct another lie. But we're talking about modeling for our young boys, modeling for our boys to be good men. That words matter. Whatever you say, whatever comes out of his tongue, you can say it harsh. You can say, it's just the way I feel. But you got to remember, it will be always remembered. Sometimes they come back at you. So be careful what we're teaching our young people. We want them to speak their mind, but also let them know that words matter. Build up self-worth. Let them know their worth. Don't let anybody tear their feeling of worth. Self-worth. I am worth the world. The things I'm doing is worthy enough of those things, worth people recognizing. And we want you to keep that in mind, and we continue to talk that. Don't always try to challenge the young man or the boy, on his worth. Don't challenge him on his confidence. We want to build confidence, because self-confidence is just like self-worth. And I said it was the same. So we want to continue to build on that. And you have to really be willing to work at it as pillars in their life. You're so important to their development. So let's make sure we build up self-worth, self-confidence, have them understand self-motivation, have them understand self-love. These are the things we have to definitely focus on. And once we can and set up that foundational principle with them, you'll have an opportunity to be around a good man. Emphasize family ties. It has to be important they understand their family ties. They understand family is important. And you have to continue to talk about it, but also make sure you introduce them to a family. You don't have to physically be, but let them know you have relative places that you know. So it's good to have the historian in your family so they can talk and share it. See, share with them so they know family ties are really important. The next thing you want to make sure, give the right feedback for the right age. Give the right feedback for the right age. Just keep that in mind, huh? Don't sit up here be talking about being special when folks want to exposing children to things that they may be being exposed on television and everything. But be careful about what you're talking about with them. Make sure you understand we don't want to overload them. We want to let them grow into a good man and kind of be careful with it. So make sure you give the right feedback for the right age. Foster independence. You want them to be independent. You want them to be able to make decisions. So when they become that man, that leader, or whatever they may be, they make the right choices. Sometimes we're not going to always make the right choices, but we have to understand that regardless of what choice we make, we have to be able to deal with the consequences, positive or negative. But foster truly with their foundation principle to be independent. You can operate. Stay busy. See, we have to emphasize, you know, staying busy is making sure you're working, making sure you're grinding, or in essence, you give the greatest effort. It's real important right there. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line with the last four digits of your cell. Telephone, I will call out and let you know you're chatting or talking with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Dr. Law Show. I'm sorry, Dr. Law's name. Dr. Law Show is tonight. And we'll go from there. We'll actually give you location and offer you comments. Let's get ready. We want to make this thing happen. We want to make it do what it do. And that's what it's all about. How do boys train to be men? There's four factors that we can look at that will help boys train to be men. We have to keep in mind that training is throughout their life. See, when a child is 3 years old, he's developing at all times. That's the period of the training process. So it's so important when they're spending most of their time with their parents, we are truly modeling what's going on so they can see. Because parenting plays a crucial role in shaping this child's overall development. So we have to make sure we do that. Then if you have boys, fathers, you got to understand whether you're inside the home or not. It's important that you understand you are a pillar. Now, the pillar don't mean you come over and try to run both homes. But for your son, you have to give him 100% of love all the time. You have to be there. And you got to be able to display. Don't just tell him this, but show him. Because he's learning, he's gaining, he's observing. He's watching what you're doing. So the influence will come from him being there with his parents at the home. If it's only one parent, he's still being influenced. He's also growing, his development is going on, and we need to make sure. And it's so important. I'm going to go back to the first thing I said about 3 years old. Children's brains are almost 90% developed by the time they are three years old. Children's brains, almost 90% developed by the time they're 3 years old. So if you doing a lot in those years when they're learning to walk, learning to talk, they're already 90% developed. So whatever they're soaking up that you're doing and you're modeling, it's going to be very impactful into adulthood. So be very careful about that. The next thing is siblings. See, we're talking about factors that make today's boys or even children, or basically saying children, but we won't say boys, tomorrow men, is their siblings. They're part of the development process too. See, siblings provide a important context for the development of a child, especially when they're brothers. They see their brothers do things. They try to do the same thing that their brothers are doing. So it's important that we as fathers teach our sons and teach our boys what's right. Let's model what's right. So because the younger brother is watching the big brother, the older brother, he's going to choose to do what he's doing or choose not to do what he's doing. Truly so important. It's a part of them observing and developing their cognitive skill. That way they can connect things together the older they get. And if it's not to the point that's negative, then he can be very successful. He can be an awesome tomorrow man. That's what we're looking for. Grandparents play a major part. That's a factor because it's part of children's development or child development. See, your grandparents are historians, mentors, storytellers, role models, and friends. That's what grandparents are. See, a strong positive relationship between a grandparent and the grandchild in early childhood plays a vital role during the later phase of life because he has seen what has occurred by seeing his grandfather, seeing his granduncle, seeing those individuals. We say grandparents, but it can be a granduncle. Those are the things, because grandfather may not be no longer around. Maybe transition or just not there. And the last factor is children. See, children truly benefit from one another. They can learn from each other. I always said that, especially when they get to a point in secondary, sometimes you as a teacher should allow your selected ones that wants to do it, not forcing them, to also teach. Because it's exciting to them to see. They're teaching them even though they're not in setting up in front of the classroom. Whatever they model and do, children learn from one another. And we're to keep that in mind. Also, we want to look at some very important things that can teach our sons about true manhood. And that'll help us move toward raising our boys for the 21st century. One of the key things here, we want them to be taught how to be a gentleman, or taught what is a gentleman, and what a gentleman truly, truly do. We want them to understand that their efforts to be in that direction, being a gentleman, is so important, truly important to their well-being. At the same time, we want to teach them to be respectful. You need to be able to have a conversation with our boys and going to be tomorrow men about respect. you know, a conversation recently, and something I even heard when I was still working, some of our young people, because they don't truly understand what respect is, they believe that people have to earn the respect. First of all, if I don't know you, I'm not going to, you know, you haven't done anything to me, I'm going to respect you because I understand I want to be respected myself. Never should be to the point where someone has to earn your respect. See, those people you expect them to earn your respect, they're going to be without you nowhere. So we have to teach our young people that respect is very important. But you have to respect yourself first. And we have to still model respectful ways in front of our young people. Screaming, shouting, and hollering at their parents, at their, for example, fathers, at their mothers, and just talking crazy to them. That little boy, see that, that's disrespect. He's not understanding that it's disrespect. He thinks that's the way he's supposed to do it. And what he's going to do is go out, and when he become an adult, become a man, moving toward manhood and in manhood, he's going to think disrespect is important. See, a grown man, a mature man, understands respect. An overgrown boy and a grown male don't quite understand yet. And how important respect is and what it does. That's one thing we need to keep in mind. Next thing is teach him to take responsibility for his actions. That's what a man should be able to teach a boy by showing that, thought about, you know, if I do wrong, I'm responsible for it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to straighten it out. I'm going to find a way to come up. That's that. I'm taking responsibility. It ain't somebody else's fault. That's not taking responsibility. A grown man takes responsibility. A mature man takes responsibility for their action. There's consequences for our action. We have to share that with our boys. There are consequences for our action. Communication is important. Communicate that to our boys. We also have to share with our boys, don't be afraid to be vulnerable in relationships. See, a successful relationship is not going to be able to function unless you let your guard down. You want to be rough and tough. You want to be hard. But see, you got to realize, you got that exterior point of view, it also comes from your interior part. Oh, brother, ain't taking. You know, if you, when you're talking about relationships, and you're talking about being vulnerable, so you can give all you can give, and they can do this thing. Some people, that's another show we'll talk about. If you want to talk about relationships in regards to being vulnerable, because we've talked about that. We've talked about it many times. You have to. You want to be able to love and be loved. You have to knock some of those walls down and allow yourself to be vulnerable. You have to. We also have to work with our boys and let them know actually being a man is more important than talking like one. Being a man is more important than talking like one. A man requires you to develop and work on developing your emotional, your mental, your physical, your spiritual, and financial needs. All those things require you pretty much to do that. See, in the 21st century, as we continue to prepare our boys for tomorrow, we have to understand that we have to prioritize those early years. From the years of zero, from the time they're coming to come onto this earth to 8 years old, we have to make sure we focus on foundational principles, modeling them, doing what's right, because those are crucial years. I just gave you some documentation about up to 3 years old. Their brain is 90% developed by 3 years old. I said 3 years old. And we have to keep that in mind. We have to make sure we enhance digital literacy at home. These are things about getting our boys ready for the 21st century. We talked about their personal things they need to do. Now let's talk about developing those things that around them that will make them even better, enhancing digital literacy at home, making sure we bring in stuff, bring in things digital that would help them. Go for relevant education. If your son sees and being exposed to someone who may be mechanical inclined, maybe working on cars, and I know some stories where people have really cute young boys' spirit. They've been around their father and grandfather working on things, dealing with the car, and they know more about, you know, the measurement than you really think they are, but you want everybody to go to college. Everybody's not going to go to college. So make sure their education is relevant. Be the parent they expect. If we're going to raise these boys for the 21st century, raise them to be tomorrow men, be the parent they expect. Make sure your quality time is available. Make sure. Be careful about your tone. You're screaming and hollering and shouting and just downright nasty because you're angry and you're angry all the time. That tone is a problem for our boys. Effectiveness. Make sure you stay assertive. Stay assertive now. Please stay assertive. I always say I have those three L's that I live by. In life as well, I did in administration when I was running the schools and coaching and head coach and minister. I led directors and doing that. And even today, I said, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be firm with you. I mean, I'm going to be able to assert myself and let you know I'm going to be fair. I'm going to let you know my action, not just saying it. I have to actually do it. Then stick to the schedule. I heard stories of little boys waiting on their 2 weekends out of the month that some fathers relegate themselves to. Let me say that because that's generic or general dealing with the government. That's what they said generally. 2 weekends. You know, split the holidays. A couple weekends in the summer. But you don't have to relegate yourself to that. A lot of our boys, young men, grown men sometimes, relegate themselves to getting on schedule. You have some of these children on Friday sit there. When you pick up at 6, you don't get there at 12 at night. Stick to the schedule. Because before long, he realized, oh, he did. I don't want to go. You have to teach values. We have to have values. We talked about, and I love Kathy, we talked about the DH value, how valuable this life, this relationship is. We also have values that we have to communicate and work on them being mutual. Values. We are talking about building a life partnership. These are the things we have to make sure we do. And last but not least, and we get ready to wrap this in, some important things as well as we'll say some rules or suggested rules for raising, getting to our boys when they become teenagers. First of all, we're talking about teenage boys. Teach them to respect women. Enjoy the same funny conversation you always have, especially while walking in the woods or dealing with them as you continue to grow. Talk with them. Effective communication. Do some things with them outside of the home. Don't pick them up on that weekend and just sit up in the house. Take them out. Well, yesterday it was real, you know, we've been, grandson came and signed him up for swimming lessons, and he went through, he could swim when he first got in there. By the time the 10th day, which is the 10th lesson, he was coming off the diving board. And he said he want to go back because he want to continue. We did a little busy, but yesterday we had a chance to go. We spent an hour and a half at the pool coming off the diving board together. Yes, together. You see that? That means a lot for him. Love them for, it says, love them for sleeping late. Don't. It's something about when you get older and they sleep a little longer. Sometimes they're the ones that sleep and trying to get on the phone, be on the phone all day. You're talking about teenage boys now. Just love them. You know, talk with them. I need you to get in a little early because we got to get up and go in the morning. And you got to understand, we need you to be in the best physical capacity as possible. You be kind to your children. Even though you think it's not noticed, it is what you're mistreating. You know what I say? Be kind to your children, but be kind to your child. It's a boy or a girl. Because they notice your brother and sister, especially that girl, so they're observant. Boys are too as well. Be trustworthy. If you say you're going to be there, try to be there. Make time value. When we talk about values, make time important value. You will be there at 6, be there at 6. You will come by and pick them up Tuesday, Thursday, do that. Tuesday, Wednesday, and whatever it is. Make sure you do that. Be respectful to your children, but definitely be respectful to his mother. Father's intelligence. If he see you disrespect, and that's the foundation probably pick up, he gonna disrespect in the relationships he has. And it don't be waiting until he gets to be a man. He'd do it as a child. He'll do it with his friends. Preserve your teenage dignity. They are teenagers. You got to use a teenager one day too. Teach them the important life skills. Simply how to send a thank you note. Teach them how to listen and ask questions. Teach them to pick their battles. Every time does not require everything you encounter in life, it requires a fight. Not. If you're always fighting, you know, especially a little boy, and they see you fighting with the other pillar, which is their mother, you got to teach them every time it ain't always a fight by not fighting all the time. Not only physically, but verbally, going back and forth and being disrespectful. We have to do better. So I want to pick that up, and they carry it right on to their teenage years, and they carry it on to adulthood. So they have to understand, pick the battles. You don't have to fight every battle. A war is not war with one battle. That might be a lot of battles. But you got to be ready to grind. You got to be ready with the effort and do the best you can. And last but not least, whether it's the most important thing in raising a child, in particular, more focus on our boys, always had a child, relationships. A relationship you have with your children and for parents with your boys, especially fathers. That relationship means a lot. It's the most important element of parenting. The relationship you have with your children, fathers, with your sons, helps them to value and helps them to understand the things that are needed to be successful. If you have a good relationship, then I'm going to tell you your son will understand. I'm talking to fathers, I'm talking to parenting in general, because you're talking about parenting. Boys, truly, they have to have, you have to have, even mothers, you have to have work on having a good relationship. It's the most important element of parenting. That allows you to connect with your son. In the process of connecting with them, they'll be able to understand. It requires them to listen, and you listen to them. It always says for you, listen first as a parent. Hold a second. They're always, yeah, all the time. Allow them to share their thoughts as well. This will help them not to be limited what they need to do. They'll be moving forward and successful. They'll be able to understand that cooperation is important, sometimes compromise. The challenge of parenting boys to be tomorrow men, when they share with you several things. We do want you to join us tonight at 7 o'clock, and we're going to really, really get at it. We're going to be on the relationship talk show. We're going to be talking about some cheating. And the title for the show tonight, let me just slide over. And look at my phase of it is how much cheating going on in married and unmarried relationship. That's the show tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Dr. Lowe's show, the Real Relationship Talk Show, no filter. We look forward to having you there. Make your plan to be there. Thank you so much, everybody that joined us. Ms. Bush, EDS, thank you so much. A member of Victor Barbados Sorority Incorporated. Frederick Zetas, the ladies of Victor Barbados Sorority Incorporated. Mean Old Nasty number 9. Thank you for joining us as well. Then we also have Blue Fine. This is 1914_357. Joining us. Also, Yvette Smith, thank you for joining us. Carol Davis, thank you for joining us. And many others on the board that number I see and don't have names. Thank you for taking time. Thank you for being a part of our 405th episode. So God is good. As we close out, hashtag responsible. That's what we're talking about. We're going to be responsible enough to prepare our boys to be tomorrow meals. That's what we're being asked to do. That's our challenge. Let's take hold of the challenge and make sure it happens. Hashtag One Life Matters. Stop the violence. Stop the black-on-black murders. Let's stop it. Let's save a life. One life matters. Hashtag keep on grinding. You have to grind, keep going to make this thing do what it do. Hashtag communicate by understanding. Within it, number 4, we're talking about love, L-O-V-E. So what values do you have? What values you want to share with your son, with your daughters, with your children? Teach them values matter. It's a mindset. And last but not least, give your family member a hug. Tell them you love them. If it has to be virtual or face-to-face, make sure you do that. Because truly, as I close out, I want to let y'all know from my heart, is all about, I truly, truly, I love you. I don't want you to be upset, because I want to let you know I love you. So if your feelings sometimes get hurt, I want you to pick up your feelings, because truly, truly, I love you. And there ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the day. Check them out at 7 o'clock. We want you to make sure your feelings hurt. Pick them up. That's what it's all about. Have an awesome rest of the evening.
One hour finally flipped the script on you. You the one who's double dipping, yeah. Used to slap me, I won't caught you slipping, yeah. You're off the leash, running my keys. No more popping up the idiot. I ain't even got the mother trip on ya. New phone, who is it? Brand new, not the whip. Rock it up, no assist. Big bitch, I ain't average. Wake up, need a lift. Hennessy, check what's it. Look at my jeans, I'm too big. I ain't got no room for extra.